Hi, this is Chris Widener, president of Made for Success, and this is the best test. Do you want to know what it takes to be the best? Well, I'm going to give you 12 principles today that are going to help you understand what it takes to be the best. These are the kinds of things that those who achieve the most have in their lives. So sit back and enjoy yourself with the best test. Okay, thanks for being here today. We're going to do 12 principles that help you become the best. Someone asked me once, what is the characteristics of someone who becomes the best? So I developed what I call the best test. And at the very end of today, we're going to go back and I'm going to ask you to rate yourself on the characteristics that I'm going to talk about. So let's get right into it. These are the characteristics of those who become the best. It's the best test. First and foremost, as I've studied successful people and as I've known successful people, I've come to understand that the first and foremost thing I find about those people is that the best are optimists. You can't get to the top if you don't think that there is a top, or if you think that you can't make it to the top, you'll never make it to the top. You've got to believe that you have a better future ahead of you. One characteristic of those who reach the peak is that they always believe that things can get better or be done better, and this pushes them to be their best. You know, you've heard the old analogy of the cup being half full or half empty. Well, I heard somebody say once, I thought it was great, some people say that the cup is half empty, some people say that the cup is half full, but an optimist says that the cup is totally full, half water, half air. You see, they see the best in every situation. Those who will become the best, those who will succeed, those who will lead other people are ultimately people who have faith in the good that is going to come out in their lives. They are optimists. They aren't pessimists. They don't sit around thinking that if they work hard that bad things are going to happen. They know that if they diligently apply themselves, it might take time and they might go through rough circumstances, but they know that in the end, they will achieve what they set themselves out to achieve. Number two, the second characteristic of those who become the best is that the best have vision. Now, this is closely aligned with being an optimist. The best have a vision of the future. They can see ahead of the pack. They're able to see 6 months ahead, 12 months ahead, 5 years ahead. They're able to see trends. They're able to see where the group needs to be. They're able to see where they need to be. The best don't have their eyes locked into the here and now. They see the bright future and what things will look like when they reach their destiny. While working hard for today, they live for the future. They do what Stephen Covey calls, begin with the end in mind. Those who will become the best don't just simply live for today, but they see what is out ahead of them, and they set for themselves a course by which they can get there. They believe they can get there, which is optimism. They see what they want to achieve, and they relentlessly pursue it. That brings me to number three. The best relentlessly pursue excellence. Now, there's two aspects of this. Number one is relentlessly. The best relentlessly pursue excellence. They are relentless about it. They go after it. It doesn't matter if hard circumstances come in. They don't quit. They don't give up. They pursue it with all of their heart, with all of their mind. They're pursuing excellence. And that's the second part, excellence. Those who would become the best are people who focus in on excellence, not just good, but that which is excellent. The status quo isn't for these folks. They want to be the best, and they want to experience the best. And that means that they give their best every day, every moment, every week, every month. They're giving their best. If you want to achieve the kind of success that you want in your life, I would say set your sights high, set it on excellence, and then relentlessly pursue it no matter what happens. Those who become the best go the extra mile so that in everything they do, in everything they say and think, they are striving for excellence. Those who get to the top, those who sell more than other people, those who have the best families, those who achieve the kinds of things they want to achieve are people who have relentlessly pursued excellence. Excellence doesn't just fall into your lap. You have to go after it. You have to be diligent for it. The best relentlessly pursue excellence. Number four is that as I've studied people, I've found that those who become successful always have a lifelong habit of personal growth. The best have a lifelong habit of personal growth. You see, people who get to the successful levels that we see didn't get there by accident. They got there because they were always growing. They were always learning. They were always stretching themselves. And that's something that's part of their character. It's not something that they just made up in order to get themselves there, and then once they're at the level they want to be, they quit. No, the people who achieve the best are people who innately desire personal growth. And it's not just short, punctuated moments of time throughout their lives, but it's a lifelong habit of personal growth. They don't want to stay at the level they're at. They want to grow in their work, their intellect, their spirituality, their relationships. They want to grow in every area of their life. And they discipline themselves to put themselves in situations where they grow. Personal growth doesn't just happen. You have to choose to make your personal growth happen. You have to decide that you're going to place yourself in situations where you're reading good things, or you're listening to good things, or you're surrounding yourself with good people that will help you grow over the course of your life. I always suggest what Zig Ziglar does, and that's to enroll in Automobile University. Whenever you're driving around, listen to a personal or professional growth tape or CD, and over the long run, you will grow. Also, I would add this. If you want to have a lifelong habit of personal growth, you have got to decide that you will begin to be a reader. If you already read, read more. The old saying is true, leaders are readers, and so are those who pass the best test. The next principle, number 5, is that the best understand that they will be pushed by the competition. And not only that they'll be pushed by the competition and that they understand it, but that they welcome it. One of the things I find about people who achieve success is that they have a bit of competition to them, not simply to win, although winning is fun, but they have a sense of competition because they want to improve. The best understand that they'll be pushed by competition, and they welcome it. Like the lead runner in a race who has someone on his heels, the best know that the competition is right behind them. Have you ever noticed in a race where there might be somebody right behind the lead runner? Well, that lead runner is actually running faster because they're being pushed from behind. Those who become the best strive for excellence. They achieve the kind of life they want to lead because they are being pushed by competition. If you're in business and you see another company just like you across town, you ought to welcome their competition because you know that as they improve their products, you will have to improve your products in order to compete. And what that does is it pushes you to excellence. The best understand they'll be pushed by the competition. They love it because they know that the competition keeps them from becoming lazy and resting on their laurels. Instead, the competition pushes them to go faster and to achieve more, to remain the best by forging ahead. Number 6, the best have a quest for leadership. This is one thing that I found with those who achieve the best. They want to lead. They not only want to achieve it for themselves, but they want to lead others. They want to help others achieve the kinds of things that they know that those people can achieve if they were pushed on to greater things. The best have a quest for leadership. Someone has to lead, right? Well, it may as well be the best. Those who attain it get there because they want to. They want to lead. They want to help make a difference. And they want to be equipped with the skills necessary to lead others on to a better place. Number 7, the best leave a legacy. Those who achieve great things aren't in it just for themselves. Though they'll surely reap the rewards of being the best, rather, they build things that last beyond themselves, things that can be enjoyed by others as well. In fact, that's probably the timeless way of being able to understand whether or not someone achieved the best, and that is, did it continue on after they left, after they were gone? What kind of legacy did they leave behind? You might want to ask that about yourself in regard to your business. What kind of legacy am I leaving? What kind of things are my employees learning from me? What would happen if all of a sudden I was out of my business for 6 months due to an illness or something like that? What kind of legacy have you left behind? Even more importantly, I would ask you, what kind of legacy are you leaving behind for your family? What will your children grow up to be like? What will your grandchildren grow up to be like? The best are always living their lives in order to leave a legacy. The way that I always think of what a legacy is I like to picture my situation after I'm gone. My family is gathered around Thanksgiving, and they're kind of reminiscing, and they say to themselves, you know, it's really too bad Dad isn't here. Then they begin to have a conversation. What is that conversation about? That is your legacy. Do they talk about how loving you were and how kind you were and how you helped them become better people? That's your legacy. The next one is that the best are adept at the two most important pieces of time and personal management. Here they are: prioritizing and execution. The best are adept at the two most important pieces of time and personal management. Let me say it again: prioritization and execution. Just like weight loss boils down to eating right and exercise, personal management and professional management boils down to essentially two things: prioritizing and execution. First, you have to prioritize your activities. The important stuff goes on the top. Then you need to execute, and that is to do them. The best have habits and discipline that get them to the top by doing the best things and doing them first. You see, lots of times we like to dream that people who achieve a lot sort of had it handed to them on a silver platter. But sometimes that happens. But most of the time, the majority of the time, the vast amount of the time, it's because someone diligently pursued it. It's they set their priorities out. They said, this is what I want to achieve. And in order to achieve that, I need to prioritize. I need to discipline myself to only do those things which will lead me to the end desired result. They prioritize. They ask themselves, what is the most important thing I can be doing that will lead me to my vision of the future? Then it goes above and beyond just knowing what to do, but it's exercising the will to actually do it. I mentioned weight loss earlier, and it's really a principle that extends through a lot of different things, managing your finances so that you can have a financial future that you can retire on. A lot of it comes down to we all know what to do. In fact, one of the biggest differences between successful people and unsuccessful people in many of life's endeavors is simply that there's a difference between those who know what to do and those who will actually do it. Most people know what to do in terms of losing weight or earning money or managing their time. But it's the people who will actually do it who will become the best. They not only prioritize, but they execute. And they execute regularly. And when they fail, they turn right back around and they do it again and they execute until they get it right. The next one is the best focus on building relationships. Success does not come alone. Everyone who achieves much does it with the help of countless others. How do the best get others to help them? They treat them right. They embrace them. They help others. People become the best because they help other people and because people like them. Rarely do you meet someone who's achieved a lot who most other people don't like, because what happens is once people don't like you anymore, they stop helping you, they stop buying from you, they stop investing in you. And so what you'll find amongst those who've become the best is that they have focused on building relationships. They have good relationships based on honesty and integrity and character and quality service and excellence and investing in other people. The best always have focused on building relationships, and what you find is that the further up someone goes, the more apt they are to have a broad base of relationships. Number 10 is that the best make no excuses. When they fail, they admit it, and they move on. The best do not make excuses. They get back up, and they do it right the next time. They let their actions speak louder than their words. They stand tall and they do the right things the next time. No excuses, just results. In fact, there's nothing more that I hate than to hear somebody say, well, I didn't do it because, you know, I just didn't have the time, or this went wrong or that went wrong. People don't like to hear that. And it may be true, but what people love to hear and what they will follow and what they will view as someone who they admire is someone who says, you know what, I failed that time, I should have done better, and you know what, I'm going to do it better the next time. Give me another chance, and I'll do it better. Those who become the best are those who, along the course of their careers and their lives, did not make excuses for their failures. They embraced their failure, they recognized their failure, they learned from their failure, and they got back up again, and they did it right the next time. Number 11, the best understand that the good is the enemy of the best. Yes, they could say this is good, but that would mean that they've settled for less than the best. Many people think that good is good, but actually good is not good. Good is bad. Good is the enemy because it keeps us from the best. You need to choose your side if you're going to become the best. Are you going to choose the good or are you going to choose the best? Those who become the best choose, you guessed it, the best. You need to ask yourself, am I going to settle for the kind of life that other people would settle for? You need to ask yourself, am I going to try to achieve more? Am I going to try to have more, to make my life more abundant and more full? Those who achieve great success understand that they can't settle for good. They must pursue radical excellence. They must pursue being the best. The last one, number 12, is that the best dare to dream. While others live the mundane and settle into a life that they never bargained for, which I call a rut, the best dream of a better life. And then they take the risk necessary to achieve their dreams. They live by Teddy Roosevelt's quote, which is at the very front of my website, madeforsuccess.com. When you go there, it's the first thing you see at the top of the page. Teddy Roosevelt's quote, "Far better it is to dare mighty things, to win glorious triumphs though checkered by failure, than to rank with those poor spirits who neither enjoy nor suffer much because they live in the gray twilight that knows neither victory nor defeat." The best are those who will dare to dream. And it's dreamers, people who pursue their dreams, who change their families, they change their communities, they change the lives around them, and they rise above the level of mediocrity and they become the best. Do you want to be the best at what you do? Well, let's take an inventory on the above characteristics and then start moving to bring your life in line with the characteristics of the best. Then when you get to the top, you'll know that you've passed the best test. Let's go briefly through them again. I want to just remind you of them. I want to ask you to ask yourself some questions and to think about them. If you say to yourself, well, I'm not so good at that one, then you can make some changes. You can choose to make some changes. One of my favorite quotes is from Dwight D. Eisenhower. It says that the history of free men is never written by chance, but by choice, their choice. We get to choose what kind of life we will live. So as you go through these and you see that you need some work, choose to begin to flourish in those areas. Number one, the best are optimists. Do you tend to view things pessimistically? Do you tend to worry? Do you tend to think that things are going to turn out badly? You know, worry is just a bad use of the imagination. Imagine your future as good. Are you an optimist or are you a pessimist? Number two, the best have vision. Are you able to look ahead, or do you have your nose so set down into today that you can't see 6 months or 1 year out? Can you look forward and see where you want to be, see where you should be? Do you have vision? Number three, the best relentlessly pursue excellence. Are you relentless? Are you a person who doesn't care what the circumstances may come, but you will pursue it relentlessly and try to achieve excellence? Have you settled for a level that is less than excellent? Maybe what you need to do is to kick it up another notch. Maybe what you need to do is raise the level of your work or raise the level of your family up another notch from good to excellent. Number four, the best have a lifelong habit of personal growth. Are you in growth mode? That's the question you need to ask yourself. One thing you can do to start today is start getting some tapes. You can get some from Made for Success, and you can get some from all over the place. But there is plenty of opportunity in this day and age to buy cassettes and CDs, things that will help you grow. Enroll in Automobile University today. Number five, the best understand that they'll be pushed by the competition and they welcome it. Are you shying away from competition, or are you willfully embracing competition because you know that it's going to make you better? It's a good question to ask yourself. Number six, the best have a quest for leadership. Are you willing to step forward? Are you willing to take charge? Are you willing to lead other people to a greater place for their lives, for your life, for the organization's life, for your family's life? Will you take upon yourself that quest for leadership? Number seven, the best leave a legacy. What kind of legacy are you leaving behind? If you were taken out of the picture today, how would people speak of you? What would they say you've left behind? Have you left behind something that is good, that will last, that is lasting? Or is it something that is much more like a house of cards that will fall apart? Number eight, the best are adept at the two most important pieces of time and personal management. They prioritize, they execute. Let me ask you this, do you know what your priorities are? When you think of your family, when you think of your work, when you think of your hobbies, when you think of your physical, emotional, and spiritual health, do you know what the most important things are that you could and should be doing in order to achieve your dreams? If not, you need to sit down and figure those things out because that will put you on the fast track to success. And then, will you pull yourself together and exercise your will and your choice to execute, to not only know what you should do, but to choose to live it out, to execute, to do it? The next one is that the best focus on building relationships. Here's just a very simple thing. Do I have good relationships? Are my relationships healthy? Are they the kind of relationships which are mutual? I learn from them, they learn from me, we all grow together. Take stock today in your relationships. Number 10, the best make no excuses. Have you found yourself lately making excuses when you've failed? The next time you fail, you need to find yourself thinking, I'm not going to make an excuse. I will accept responsibility, and I'll move forward, and I'll go on, and I'll do better the next time. Number 11, the best understand that the good is the enemy of the best. This is almost like relentlessly pursuing excellence, but it's slightly different. We need to understand it in this context of good not just being an alternative to the best, but that it's the enemy of the best. Good isn't just something that we can do, it's something we want to avoid. Have you settled for good, or are you pursuing the best? And the last one is the best dare to dream. Are you a dreamer? Maybe somebody has said to you, well, you're just a dreamer. Well, you know what? That's a compliment because too many people have settled down. When they're young, they dream and then they grow up and the world tells them that they shouldn't dream anymore. They should just settle down and not try anything great. But I'm convinced that those who do great things, those who really make a difference in the world around them, are the people who have dared to dream. And that's what I want to encourage you to do today. How'd you do with the test? I hope that you passed it. I hope that as you're listening to this, that you are one of the best. I hope that as you rated yourself, you found that you passed the best test. Hi, this is Chris Widener again, and I just want to thank you for taking the time to take the best test. It's always good for us to look over these characteristics of those who achieve great things and do wonderful things for those around them. And I'm just really sure that you pass the best test. And if not, that's okay too, because you found some areas of your life that you need to grow in and you need to change. And that's good because we want to pursue lifelong growth. I hope that this has been a positive and beneficial CD for you. And I wish you the best. If you ever want to get a hold of us, it's very easy to do. You can go to our website at www.madeforsuccess.com, or you can shoot me an email, Chris, C-H-R-I-S, at madeforsuccess.com. Until the next time we catch up, remember, you were made for success.